It says Vayichad Yisro, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us on ninety-four A, the Gemara tells us that Rav Amar Harav Harav Chade took a sharp sword upon himself. There are many different explanations of what Vayichad Yisro. This one, Rav says he basically, Rashi writes that he was Megayris Atzmo. He was Molis Atzmo in his Gayer. He did Milah upon himself and he performed the Bris in order to become Jewish. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. However, there's a problem because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Afchav Zayin Amin Aleph tells us it goes to who's kosher to be a Moel, who's not a male, female, or a Gaya. So the Gemara is clear, a non-Jew, a Gentile, cannot perform a Bris Milah. Because it has to be someone who's chayiv in the mitzvah milah, you have to be a Baal Bris in order to be able to do the mitzvah. So the question is, how can Yisro perform a milah on himself? He was a non-Jew. So the many answers, in fact, because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Av Yudam and Beis tells us about the story of Ketit, another non-Jew, who performed milah on himself. And that's what the Poris Yosef and others ask, how could you perform a milah on yourself? Again, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, guy is not obligated in milah. So the Pshat many Achronim say is, when he does a milah on himself, it's like turning into a yid. In other words, it's happening at the same time. The idea that bris milah and geiris come, vasachas come simultaneously, and therefore the bris works on himself. Because he became a Jew at the same time in the milah. So, however, the problem is, you all know there's a Gemara in Yevamos, a famous Gemara in Yevamos, Av Mem Vav Amid Aleph, where the Gemara tells us the whole discussion, which part of Mila is the main thing, the Mila, is it the Fila? The Gemara concludes you need both. And the Chachamim Omrim, you're not a Jew until Adjamol V'Tavo, until you went ahead and you did the Mila and the tefillah. So, what do you mean it works the hard time? He only did a milah. And anyway, there's a whole discussion in the Rishonim that not only do you do milah and tefillah, but perhaps the Seder is ma'akev, that you have to do milah and then tefillah. So that if you did milah now, he'd still have to do another tefillah. Even if he did one, let's assume maybe he didn't even do a tefillah b'mikvah yet. So we say he's not a Jew, because if you're not a Jew until you did milah and tefillah. So how does it help? It was b'vachachas. He might have done the milah as a Jew, but even if he did the milah, he's still not a Jew. He didn't do the tefillah yet. So it's a famous story we've discussed many times with Rav Usher Lemel, that basically, there was a Ger Tzedek, or a would-be Ger Tzedek, very firm. He was keeping everything. And he was going to the mikveh. He did the bris milah, but I guess something happened with the bris. So therefore, it was the milah and tefillah. Therefore, he couldn't do the tefillah because he needed to heal. So this person was mol v'lo tavo, and then it was Shabbos. You know, Hasidish are looking yid. So people said, well, what are you doing? You can't keep Shabbos. Because mol v'lo tavo, ki lo mo. So, and we know a guy can't keep Shabbos. Therefore, go home and do a malacha. Different in sheets is what malacha he actually did. So afterwards, a big tumult broke out when they told him, what do you mean you did malacha? It's true you're not Jewish, we have a tradition, because that's where, I think Rav Asher Lemel told him to do malacha. When the Beis Din heard about it, they said, what are you doing? Why don't you do a milah, even though you didn't do a tefillah? the custom is to keep Shabbos. So, welcome to Judaism. Someone told him to do, he should have done Malacha, others told him he should not. So that was a major dispute. I think Rav Shmuel Salant was away, so he was probably fundraising. And when he came back, he seemed to agree that he should have kept Shabbos. So this shows the godliness of the Binyan Tzion of Yaakov Ellinger, because the Gedolim and Yerushalayim sent the tshuva to him, to Aruch Lanier. So he responded, it's true, everyone's right. It's true, mal v'lo taval kilo lo mal, and you're not really a Jew yet. However, it's true you're not a Jew yet, but you're no longer a guy either. So what's the pshat? What do you mean? So the Shoal Meshav others explain is because what happened? The Jews did Mila by the Karban Pesach, and then we have a tradition, they kept Shabbos in Mura. They didn't do the Tzvila and Tumah and Torah. So we see Mavalo Tavo, even though they weren't full-fledged Jews yet, that they kept the Torah in Mura. So it must be the Mila took them out of the state, must be a quasi-Jew, or at least the Goy part is Mufka. So we see there's a concept of a quasi-Jew, or at least you could be in a no man's land. You're not a full-fledged Jew, but you're not a Gentile. So therefore, we see that's why since the original minhag of Marvel Otava, they kept Shabbos. So to today, that's what the Binyan Tzion said, that the guy should keep someone as a Ger Shem Marvel Otava, he should keep Shabbos. So based on this Yisod, so those who want to suggest as well here, we said, how could Mila do Gamal himself? A guy can't be a mo. So, and even if I said, it works, Banka Achas. Okay, but it works simultaneously, but he never did the tefillah, so he's not a Jew. So we say, that's the pshat. It's like if you do by a gear, by Shabbos, mo, below Tavo, you still keep Shabbos. You're enough not to be a guy. So too, the Mila works with Asachas, it turns you ice guy, and therefore it's only a guy that can't be. A guy is possible to a Mila, but it's enough, just like the minig is to keep Shabbos, so too it was okay that Yisro was able to gamal himself because he was no longer had the status of a guy. Or B, he might not have been a full-fledged Yid yet.